In this week's Torah reading, which is called Kisisa, when you elevate, when you count, actually, there's one of the most famous stories in the whole Torah, which is the story of the golden calf. I'm not going to go into the details of the story. I just want to point out one small, actually big, teaching that we can learn from this story in order to understand things in context. Jewish people go out of Egypt with lots of miracles. They go through the Red Sea with lots of miracles. They stand in the base of the Mount Sinai. Lots of miracles. God appears and gives the Ten Commandments. Everything is nice and fine. Incredible. Lots of miracles. Now, after this amazing event, Moshe goes up in the mountain to bring down the tablets of this pact between God and the Jewish people, the Ten Commandments, etc. Actually, God carved with his own hand, with his own finger, whatever that means, these tablets, amazing things, miraculous things, great. Now, Moshe comes down, and the Jewish people are doing the golden calf, are serving idolatry, which is one of the worst things, worst sins that you can actually do against God. So Moshe breaks these tablets. There are many, many explanations between our sages why Moshe decided to break the tablets. I would like to offer just one idea, one explanation. And before the explanation, why did Moses actually break the tablets? Two more points. Point number one, we find at the end of the Torah that the Torah itself says that Moshe did many miracles in front of the Jewish people. And our sages explain, what does that mean? What are those miracles? What are those great deeds that Moshe did in front of the eyes of the Jewish people? The breaking of these tablets. That's what that's called. Great things that Moshe did. Point number two, when the tablets, the second tablets that Moshe carved again, etc., etc., and bring down from Mount Sinai, were stored out in what is called an ark, the holy ark, in the Holy of Holies, Kodesh HaKodashim. Inside of that ark were the second tablets and the broken pieces of the first tablets. So, wait a second, something we don't understand. Moshe broke the tablets, and we have to understand why. What's going on here? Was he angry? What's the point of breaking the tablets? Store them down until they're ready, whatever. Why do you have to break it? Point number two. Moshe did great things to the point that God actually thanks Moshe for breaking the tablets at the end of the Torah. This is what Rashi, one of the most famous commentaries, says. And third point, we have to store, says God, we have to store the broken pieces of the tablets. What for? Store the second tablets, the good ones. Why store the broken pieces? So we have to understand what's going on here. And we're going to understand this by understanding why Moshe broke the tablets. This is actually just one idea. People think, and this applies also not just to Jewish people, to everybody, people think that you can only have a relationship with God if you're complete. If you actually do everything the way God wants, in the best way, the most holy way, etc., etc. In that case, like in Hebrew it's called tzaddikim, you're a tzaddik, you're a just person, you're a very spiritual, high person. In that case, you can have a relationship with God. When Moshe went up Mount Sinai, the Jewish people were in the highest level of spirituality. And Moshe was thinking, I'm going to give the tablets to these people. When he came down, people were doing idolatry. So Moshe decided to break the tablets. And he was saying something like this. Not only holy people, complete people can have a relationship with God. Not only the holy tablets, but also broken tablets. If you break broken people can also have a relationship with God. And actually, sometimes it's even a deeper relationship. But not only when you have a broken heart, a broken mind, even if you know that you did not fulfill God's will for whatever reason, and you're broken about that, that also is a relationship with God. And God is waiting for you to go back to Him. That's why at the end of the whole Torah, God actually thanks Moshe for breaking the tablets. Because God understood also, look, not only tzaddikim, not only just people can have a relationship with me, also broken people. And God even told Moshe to store the broken tablets together with the complete second tablets, because both of these kinds of people, the most holy one and the most non-holy, etc., etc., both have a direct connection and relationship with God.